Okay, so our next step in the Avodah of Dveikus, which we say is this big focus of our Avodah Hashem, we're on page Peivav here in the Bayom Darkecha, can be introduced with a great story. The story is here in Rabbi Lamb's book. So he tells of a chassid who went to visit the Tzanzer, the Hilger Reb Chaim of Tzanz. And on the way, he met a Talmud Chacham who was a prominent misnagid. So this misnagid was chiding the man. He said, what are you going to Reb Chaim Sanzer for? What's the whole inyan? Why do you go, you take days and weeks to travel and it's such a tircha and you have to go away from home? Good morning, thank you.
Does that bother you?
That's okay, we just close the door. That's okay, thank you. So the man said, I'm going to Reb Chaim Sanzer because Reb Chaim Sanzer knows what people think. He can read people's minds. He knows that the thoughts that people have. And I too know some of the things that people are thinking about. So the chassid says to the man, he says, I'm a chassid, and therefore I can tell what people are thinking. So the rabbi, the misnagid, says to the chassid, he says, okay, tell me what I'm thinking right now. So the chassid said, you're thinking about the greatness of the Creator, and that he is present everywhere in the world. You think about the Borei Olam. So the Talmud Chacham, the Misnagid, said to him, aha, you're wrong. I was not thinking about that, and I have never thought about that in the past, and I will not think about that ever in the future. You have no idea what you're talking about. Exactly. So the Chassid said, and that is why it takes me so much time and trouble and bother, but it's worth every moment to go visit the Heilige Tzanzer. Because the Tzanzer, every moment he has spent his life in Dveikus, in thinking about that notion that the Ribono Shel Olam is everywhere. That's why I go to Tzanz. I love that Maisa. Because that's really the point. And we've talked about this, that a person can have a life of Torah and mitzvos, but never feel the presence of Hashem. Never pursue feeling the presence of Hashem. So the next step he has here in Os Dalet and Peivav is that v'chol Yehudi tzorech lahamin, each one of us has to believe v'ladas and to know, top of the next column in Peizayin, she'odam yochol lahagia l'madregas hargoshas elukus. Everybody, we can do this. If we don't believe that we can, we never will. So we have to believe that each one of us and our level can reach that high status of being a person who's aware and conscious of Hashem in our lives. And then he says in the next paragraph, "V'im amnam," even though it's true, "Sha'anu b'madrega nemucha," we might be on a lower strata of the many, many, many strata of Dveikus. Okay, we're not on that highest level. Uvechitzonius ein anu ruim, and on the outside we're not worthy. V'yeshlanu avonos, we have missteps, and therefore we haven't gotten to nevua. V'lachein adayin lo zachinu lenevua amitis. Mikol makom, nonetheless, kol Yehudi, every Jew, yochol liskos, can merit lehidavik b'Hashem Yisbarach lefi erko, to connect and cleave to God with all of our erech, with all of our, according to our value, b'chol madrego matzav. And if you feel like you can't, then you're never going to succeed. So that's the first step. The first step in the avodah is to remind us that we can. So now, since we're short on time, I want to skip ahead, go to the next page where he goes to Perek Beis. So he says, okay, that's the what. That's the connecting, but how? So the you see where it says, the Perek Beis, Darche Kinyan Hadveikus, the way of acquiring Dveikus. So the first way, which it's not so much explained in the Bayom Darkecha, but I shared with you last week this sefer, the original source material from which the sefer was derived, the Yam HaChachma, Rav Itcher Meir's own sichos and writings. So here he talks about, this is in Perek Gimel, in the section on Dveikus in the Likut Yam HaChachma, he talks about the idea of thinking. Before we get to what he talks about in B'yam HaChachma, I wanted just to make sure that we thought about the fact that the first step maybe is just having that awareness and creating time for thinking. my teacher in meditation, Rabbi Karsh from Northbrook, he told me that sometimes, and I've tried this sometimes, it's very fascinating, it's very powerful. Hopefully it'll keep growing. He said sometimes he'll drive and he'll imagine behind the windshield the letters Yud, He, Vav, He. Just an awareness. Or he told me that for exercise, sometimes he goes swimming. And when he does laps, he'll think of Echad and Hashem being Echad. And just thinking, getting to the pattern of thinking about Hashem. That's probably the first step. And that's what he talks about here in the Likutim, is like deep kavanas on the letters of the world. And I'm like, wait a second. Oh, you don't have to have deep kavanas. You could just imagine the letters. Or you can imagine yourself just thinking that there is Hashem. So I think for us, maybe on us on our basic level, making a time, and I find that driving is very helpful because it's a good trigger, right? Otherwise, where do you create a context for starting this process of avoda? Well, if you have a trigger, well, if you get in the car, instead of instinctively going to turn on the radio, or going to call someone, or shave, or eat a snack, whatever you do when you drive, or you just drive, whichever one, you say, oh, the trigger is, I'm driving, it's my first time in the car today, I'm going to imagine Hashem, I'm going to think about Hashem. That's just the first shlav. So then, the next shlav, he talks about, if you go on the left column, in the first page here in Peches, is Emuna. Shoresh hadveikus hu ha'akara habihira. The source of clinging to Hashem is the clear understanding the Mitzias Hashem Yisbarach imanu, with the Mitzias of Hashem being with us. And Ubavadai, of course, shekol kol Yehudi mamin b'Hashem Yisbarach, every Jew believes in God. Ela shefa'omim l'mizem iskasa, sometimes it gets covered over. If a person sees the teva and its all of its aspects, it potentially causes ligrom l'shkoachas Hashem Yisbarach. So we have to actually wear different glasses. A friend of mine, who is a colleague of mine, also was a student in Keren B'Yavne, sent me a little video clip of my Rebbe from Yeshiva, Rav Moshe Stav, who I still stay in touch with. So Rav Stav was giving a sicha, and someone took a little video clip where he talks about, and he's wearing his just traditional Rav Stav white shirt with his large round beard, and he says, you have to understand that if you want to get into Torah, it's not just about learning Torah, it's about uprooting yourself from viewing the world through the eyes of physicality to an orientation to life which is rooted in Ruchnius, in the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very difficult, but that's what Emunah is about. It's living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so, even though the outside world looks one way, in the inner world it looks a different way. V'lachain, t'chilas haderech lahasik dveikus, hi lahagbir ulachazik es ha'emunah. It's to amp up and to strengthen Emunah. That awareness. And it's correlated, interestingly, Emuna, of course, is the shoresh of everything. It's chavakot bo amidon alachas. It's interesting that the roish is of the first of all the midos is anava. We mentioned Rav Asher Freund, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, the Tzadik Nister in Yerushalayim, who was a big mashpia for many people. So he was a very, very fascinating and self-negating anav in a very extreme way. Because he said that, in his view, the real core of anava is emuna, that everything comes from Hashem. It's not that Hashem helped me do something. Rav Asher would tell people, he said, Hashem did it. There's no I. And it's interesting how those two shorashim are connected to each other. Now, if you really mamish believe that Hashem does everything, then you become an Adam Gadol. Then you're an Adam Gadol because you become a conduit for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very hard thing to do, but those midos are connected. There's a connection there. So how do you nurture that? He says, let's get practical. V'hashar la'emuna. And the gateway to emuna is what? Hu koach hadibur. It is speech. He doesn't mention this here, but we've talked about it in the past. He'emanti ki adaber. I nurture emuna because I speak. If a person speaks, for example, when a person says vidui on Yom Kippur, they articulate what they did, so it becomes real, becomes more concrete. So if I speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it becomes real. Rav Asher was very big. I never heard of Rav Asher until I read the biography of the late Tzaddikus Heni Machlis, Aleh Hashem. I don't know if you ever heard of this woman, Heni Machlis. She was a famous, incredible, it's an amazing book. It's super kedai. I think it's called Emuna with Chicken Soup. She has her husband, she'll live and be well. They have this unbelievable Achnas Sarchim. I never went. Do you ever go there?
I never went.
You went. Was it the way you described?
Crazy. Crazy.
It was wild, right?
Yeah, there was like probably over 100 people in there.
In their tiny apartments.
Just packed in, just table by table. And they had, you just come over if you want a meal, that's it. They have a Vartor at every table, and you have no idea what you're getting. Like, one person gets up and he says something, like one guy like mimicking the letters of the alphabet with his body, trying to get a Vartor about one of the letters. I don't even remember, but it was...
Well, you do remember Vahari. You still think about how many years ago was that? Think about that.
I was in Israel,
right? 20 years. So she had this unbelievable chesed operation out of her kitchen. Nechama went there to volunteer to cook sometimes on Thursday night because it was like,
I'm sure I can imagine.
Can imagine? So she was a Talmud of Rav Asher. So Rav Asher was very into hispoderus, what he called feld, which is Yiddish for going out to the field. So she describes how she went to Rav Asher for hadracha and guidance, and she would go out to the field, just to the yar. Rav Asher would go with his friends, with his chaver, makshivim, mavakshim. So Rav Asher was very into this idea about going out to the field and talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But you don't have to go to the field. I mean, you can go to the sculpture park, or you can just drive, even when you're driving. And talking, dahainu lehisragel, to become accustomed, ledaber em Hashem Yisbarach, to speak with Hashem. V'lahasiach b'fanav, and to speak to him as kol asher over l'fanav, all the struggles, all the frustrations, all the challenges, just to talk to him, separate from davening, next to davening, before davening, during davening, but it's distinct from davening. It's interesting how Chazal, they're very sensitive that when it comes to davening, there is a specific formula. And through that formula, they gave us a portal, a gate, into the world of Ruchnius. And that's one channel. That's one way. And that's why we don't make up brachos. We don't change nuschos. Because that's like, imagine you got into a car and decided you were gonna think that the best way to drive this car is actually to hold on instead of the steering wheel. You decided... It feels better that you're going to hold on to the two sides of the car, and that's how you're going to steer the car. You're just going to move your body. Now, maybe one day they're going to have a car like this, but that's not how you drive a car. So the Ribbono Shel Olam put a system in the world through, but then there's another system. It's not the same channel. It's another channel. It's the channel of Hispodidus. It's the channel of Dibur of Emunah. Different channel. And in that world, you say however you feel, whenever you feel, whatever you're saying. That doesn't depend on the Nusach HaTfila, Adrabah, it's not. L'saper es kol asher alibo, to speak about everything that's on your heart. L'frok l'fanav es halev, to unburden our heart. K'moshe medabrim karov, to speak like you speak to somebody who's a friend of yours. V'gam l'vakesh mimenu, and to ask him, l'heschanin l'fanav, and to beg him, u'bechlal zen, including this, l'saper l'Hashem Yisbarach al kisuv l'hidavik bo. And then, and this is the key, to say to Ribbono Shel Olam, we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I just want to be with you. That's what my heart is telling me. Even if my head is not telling me, that's what my neshama is telling me. V'al kol masha over all of b'dark yavoda, and the fact that I'm going through this process of trying to reach out to Hashem, V'gam lehispalu ulevakish me'Hashem, and to ask, sheyiftach lo hazashar, please help me. I thought this was interesting. Only since I started learning the Sefer did I ever pay attention. You know, we sing it on Friday night in many shuls, and we sing it at Shalosh Shuras. Yidid nefesh avarachma. We say to Ribbono Shel Olam, my neshama is calling out to you. You, my friend, kivyachol, we spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a friend. Meshoch avdecha el ritzonecha. What are we asking Hashem in Yidid nefesh? Mishoch avdecha, you should pull us to you. We're saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, look, on my own, I'm busy eating a piece of chicken. I'm busy focusing on all the things that are going on in this world, Baha'i Alma. I'm asking you, do me a favor, when it comes Shabbos, or when we're at the Rav de Rav and the Shal Shudas, help me become an Ish Ruchani. I can't do it on my own. He golan. It's all asking Hashem. So we're asking Hashem, please help us. Ukechol, and this is the key line. Ukechol shehaadam misragel ledaber im Hashem yisparach. To the extent that we become comfortable and accustomed to speaking with Hashem, azai then mitzias Hashem nasis yosef yoser muchashis eslo. Then it becomes more real. V'hu chai oso yoser v'yoser, and we live it more. V'zeh even hayisod, and this is the fundamental bedrock principle l'chol avodas hadveikus. And gam choshem od lehisrag ledaber v'lachshav be'emuna. And this is the fundamental point. And that's maybe why the steps, the building blocks of Torah and Tefillah, which is a later chapter, he doesn't get to that at first, right? You might have thought that, you know how you're going to cling to Hashem? You're going to do mitzvos. You're going to learn Torah. But it's a different channel. Torah and mitzvos are a vehicle to dveikus if you're living in an orientation of dveikus. It's really interesting. You could see Torah and Tefillah, we talked about this before, as separate from dveikus. It's only if you have a relationship with Hashem, if you're oriented to that, then your Tefillah, the formal Tefillah, not just the Buddha's, that becomes. Then your Torah, then that becomes. I don't know if you ever heard of this. There was a fascinating, striking, really, really searing short story called Yossel Rakover Talks to God. It was published first in 1946 in Yiddish by a guy. He wasn't a survivor himself. I mean, he ran away from Europe. But basically, he challenges God. It's a fictional story about a Ger Chassid in the Warsaw Ghetto. So he challenges God, this Yossel Rakover. And in there, in that long piece, he says to God, even if I were to abandon you, I would never abandon your Torah. Because I love Torah, and it teaches me how to live. It's a very interesting dichotomy. But what Yossel Rakover, this fictional chassid, is saying is that you can have Torah without Hashem. You could be a maskil who studies Gemara smoking on Shabbos afternoon. So the premise of all of that has got to be this emuna. And if we talk about emuna, it will help. Ubechlalza in the next column, I think what we're doing right now. Lilmod misvar bisvar mamadabrim. Umalhivim lemuna. Learn svarim that talk about emuna. I don't know, when we were younger, how many svarim did we learn that talked about talking to Hashem, thinking about Hashem? How much time did we spend using the word Hashem at all? Right? And there's a reason for that. We got to habituate our kids and we got to get them into saying the brachas and davening and learning and all that stuff. But this is a big avoda. And so one of the challenges in life at the end here, and this will end, he says, stay away from newspapers. Why? Because the newspapers, that news cycle is feeding us the perspective of Olam Hazeh. Now, Rabbi Pelkovitz, Zichron Levracha, used to say, Tov Shmo Agaras Chacham Mi'isho Me'ak Shir Kseelim. He used to tell me when I was pushing him in the wheelchair, the Pasuk says in Koheles, Tov Shmo Agaras Chacham, it's good to listen to the rebuke of a Chacham, May, rather than from Ish, a man, Shomea Shir Kseelim, a person who listens to the Song of Fools. So better listen to a Chacham. So he used to teach it, Al Pidrush. He said, you know why I read the New York Times? Because it's Tov Shmo Agaras Chacham, it's good to hear the rebuke of a Chacham, Me'ish, from a Chacham who is Shomea Shir Kseelim, who hears the fools talking in the New York Times. So he says, if I want to be a rabbi and be effective, I got to read the New York Times. But anyway, he says, the question is, it says the Bayam Darkecha, it says, we have to think about what, when we look at the news cycle, when we look at life, what are we looking at? Are we looking at the level of the Pnimius through a perspective of emunah, or are we looking at it from chitzonius? And that can give us equanimity and balance, but that's really the footnote to the core point. The core point is, for us to nurture emunah, we need to think about Hashem, and we need to talk about Hashem. Halavai, we should be zocha to this, and to continue to strengthen each other in this path of dveikus.